The morning of King Joffrey's name day dawned bright and windy, with the long tail of the great comet visible through the high, scuttling clouds. Sansa was watching it from her tower window when Ser Aerys Oakheart arrived to escort her down to the tawny grounds. "What do you think it means?" she asked him.
"Glory to your betrothed,"
Ser Aerys answered at once.
"See how it flames across the sky today on his grace's name day, as if the gods themselves had raised a banner in his honour. The small folk have named it King Joffrey's Comet."
Doubtless that was what they told Joffrey. Sansa was not so sure. "I've heard servants calling it the Dragon's Tail."
"King Joffrey sits where Aegon the Dragon once sat, in the castle built by his son. He is the dragon's heir, and crimson is the colour of House Lannister, another sign. This comet is sent to herald Joffrey's ascent to the throne, I have no doubt. It means that he will triumph over his enemies."
"Is it true?" she wondered. "Would the gods be so cruel?" Her mother was one of Joffrey's enemies now, her brother Robb another. Her father had died by the king's command. Must Robb and her lady mother die next?